Canto 19. Now Simon Magus and his acolytes, you wretches who for silver and for gold made strumpets of the things of God, by rights the brides of righteousness, all you that sold the priceless, now the trumpet sounds for you here in the third pouch. We were now at the next tomb, on that high part of the new rock ridge that hung above the ditch. But how? Wisdom supreme, how great the art you show in perfect heaven and on evil earth, how justly portioned out your power. So I saw along the sides and in the girth of that grim ditch's floor a livid stone with holes in it, the holes all the one size and each one round. One size and shape alone had all the fonts, it seemed to my fond eyes, in my lovely church St. John. And one of those I broke when helping someone out who would have drowned, and this I swear to foreclose all further rumors that I meant no good. From each hole's mouth a sinner's feet stuck out, and legs up to the calf, the rest inside. All had both souls on fire, joints thrashed about with such force that a willow lashing tied around them would have snapped, a rope the same. As flame on oily things moves over just the surface, so it was here with this flame, playing from heels to toes. Master, I must know this, I said. That one who's writhing there, more even than his fellows, who is he, licked by a redder fire? If you should care, he answered, to be lifted up by me, and carried down by that more stony bank, you'll hear from him of who he is and what he did. And I. All that to you whom I most thank is pleasing suits me well, for I do not, you know, my lord, depart from what you will. Also you know what I don't say. Then we were on the fourth dyke, turned left, went downhill to the pitted narrow floor, and he set me down from his hip when finally we faced the whole of him who with his shank swept most. Whoever you may be who are so placed, I said. Sad soul, heels overhead, a post well planted, speak now if you can. Just as the friar that shrives the sneaking killer, who, the job done, calls him back and thereby has further delay before death, I stood too and listened as he cried, Already here, Boniface? Is it you that's standing there so early? 3 years more, or pretty near, the writing said you'd take to get here. Where was truth in that? So soon you're satisfied, with all you did not fear to take by guile from our lady beautiful and then bestride her prostrate holiness. So short a while, your stolen splendor fed your hungry pride. Like those who stand as if they might be mocked by some reply they don't quite comprehend and can't reply themselves, they are so shocked. So I became. And Virgil said, Quick, mend his error. Say, Be sure I am not he. He isn't here. As I was asked, I spoke. At which the shade's feet in their agony twisted together, and he sighed and broke into a sob and said, What do you seek with me, then? If to know my name concerns you so much that you came down here to speak with me direct, behold, here writhes and burns a pope. The mighty mantle I once wore as Nicholas the Third, although in truth the she-bear sign was what I wore before, a son of the Orsini. Our clan's youth was my chief cause. The whelps brought out my worst. From them I stacked my wealth. Here I am stacked. Below my head are others who went first in simony, and where the rock is cracked are through those fissures now dragged down, squashed flat. And down there I will go too in my turn, when he for whom I so mistook you that I asked a hasty question comes to burn at long last. Longer still, though, is the time already that I've been here upside down with roasted feet than he for his great crime will spend with red feet planted. Our same crown will fall to Clement of yet fouler deeds. He'll be that lawless shepherd from the west, as bad as both of us, just as one reads in the Maccabees of Jason and his best bid for the priesthood, which the king forgave, prepare for the new Jason, favored by the king of France, to buy and sell the bread of life. I can't be positive that I was not too bold, when everything I said in answer was as strict as this. How much did our Lord ask, pray tell, in treasure when he gave the keys to Peter? Was there such a thing as price? No. All that he asked then was, follow me. Nor did Matthias pay the others when he took the vacant place of Judas, self-condemned. So here you stay, well punished, pondering the long disgrace of what you charged for boldness in that plot against Charles of Anjou. And I should heap yet harsher words upon you, were it not that reverence for the keys you got to keep in the glad life forbade me. Lust for gain, like yours, saddens the world, tramples the good, exalts the wicked. You ruled in the brain, bad shepherds, of the one who understood the apocalypse. I mean the evangelist who wrote of her that sits on water, seen committing fornication with a list of kings, that harlot who had been born with the 7 heads, her strength obtained from 10 horns for so long as her bridegroom thought pleasure was a virtue. You thieves reigned, making a god of gold and silver. Room does not exist between the idolaters and you, except they worship 1 and you 100. Constantine, you set the spurs to evil, not by cleaving to your new religion, but by how, when you moved east, you gave Sylvester, just to stay behind, the Western Empire's wealth. He never ceased while I sang him this song. Whether his mind was chewed by anger or remorse, to kick out hard with both feet. I believe, indeed, it pleased my guide, who clearly could not pick 1 fault of fact as I spoke. I could read the pleasure in his eye. Then he took me in both arms, I was lifted to his breast, and up we went the way we came, and he tired not of holding me. Back to the crest of that arch from the 4th to the 5th dyke he carried me clasped close. And then he set me gently down for what that ridge was like. Rugged and steep, rough as few goats have met. And there beyond, another valley yet.